So I'm here with Davo after another pre-season friendly against Oxford City Nomads away. Davo, a 2-0 loss, but forget the result in the pre-season. Did you, again, the old question, did you get out of it what you wanted to?
Yeah, we did. Performance wasn't very good in the first half. In fact, it was very, very poor. And the result, obviously, is disappointing. But I really don't care about results in pre-season, and anyone that says that they do is lying. Although, again, you're lying if you say you ever want to lose a game of football. So, disappointed with that. But, you know, we've got out of it what we wanted to. We've given lads an opportunity again. Split the squad in two, players that haven't been playing that got a chance today, and almost everyone got 90 minutes today, and the other lot are going to get 90 minutes tomorrow. So you put the two teams together, we've got an impressive squad. So it's just about getting people minutes on the pitch at the moment, and we got that today. First half was poor, second half was vast improvement and more like I sort of expect, and we should have probably ended up at least 2-2, but yeah, we lost the game 2-0, and that's a shame. But yeah, there was some things that we learnt from the game, which is most important.
And you mentioned the game tomorrow. Obviously, you've got another friendly tomorrow against Farnham, I believe. Two games over the course of 2 days. You've mentioned previously that you've got a big squad as well, and it's, I suppose, those two games have given you an ability to be able to look at players over a longer period rather than just the 45 minutes that you've been doing recently.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the reason for it, and yeah, today, at the end of the day, a pre-season game is, you have to, what you want is it to serve a purpose, and today served a purpose. You can learn things about players when a performance is poor. You can learn things about players when performances are good as well, but you probably learn more from games like today when you're not playing so well, and have you got the character to pull yourself round? Have you got the character to sort it out on the pitch yourselves? And we didn't really do that in the first half, but credit to them, they did in the second half and looked a decent side, and you know, was had a good go at them, and they didn't really get out of their half, but we didn't manage to get the goals, which we should have done. Missed a couple of good chances, but it definitely served a purpose today.
And at what point through the pre-season preparations do you look at it and think, right, you know, now I've got to go with my strongest, or now I've got to really knuckle down and have a look at these players? You know, the season's probably, what, two and a half weeks away. What sort of point do you do that at?
Well, we've got tomorrow, so the other lads will get the 90 minutes tomorrow, or virtually 90 minutes, and then we've got Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week, which has its own logistical issues, so we can't go strongest. And to be honest, we don't really know 100% what our strongest is, but we're going to go strong as we can in some of the games. Certainly the Gosport game is kind of a prestige game for us, which is, it's a shame it's on a Thursday, but it is a prestige game, so we'll be looking to go strong in that game. And we won't necessarily say this is our strongest lineup, but you know, this is our strongest department of this position, or this is trying to get partnerships on the pitch in them games, and we haven't done that at all really up to now. So we'll be trying to look at different combinations, probably from, you know, the Winchester Gosport game onwards, really.
And still exciting times, though. I mean, well, I'm asking you about when do you go strongest, and you've sort of given an answer of we can't go strongest because we've got a lot of players and we still want to have a look, and we don't necessarily know what our strongest team is. I mean, that's an exciting time for the club. Last season, I think I remember doing some interviews with you when you were almost bare bones, I think, in your words. So to turn that around and to have what you've got now, as I say, you must be very excited for the season.
Yeah, we are, and it's been a mixed bag of results and stuff for pre-season. The best side we've played were Blackfield and Langley by far, and we absolutely dominated that game, and drew the game 2-2. And to be honest, I thought Romsey are probably the second best side we've played, and we put them to the sword 5-2. So, you know, we've got a good squad now. We want to see how that develops, and we're going to have some tough decisions to make, but this weekend the two 90 minute games is going to give us a good indication of whether they're right for us or not, really.
Well, as always, best of luck in the pre-season preparations, good luck tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll see you next week at the three games.
Cheers, mate.